Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Streaming online at ESPNRochester.com. Breaking news, scores, and on-demand audio. Bookmark the sports leader, ESPNRochester.com.
RotoWire.com's Jeff Erickson joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, excited to have Jeff on. Talk about winners and losers from the NFL draft this past weekend. And Jeff, before we get to that, you heard Gino talk about it in the Sports Center. Aaron Rodgers in this situation. I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers, you know, is going to be impactful in any fantasy season that he's a part of. But what does this project out? If Aaron Rodgers, say, goes to Denver, what does that mean for Aaron Rodgers in terms of how you would rank him going into the 2021 season, Jeff?
You know, he stays relatively static because he gets, I think, you know, offensive line might be a little worse, learning it perhaps a new system, but they're going to build a system around him. He's not adapting to a new system so much. But great talent at wide receiver and tight end for them. He loses Devontae Adams, but he gets three really talented wideouts there. It's a question of can they take that next step up. Meanwhile, I think the big impact would be, what do you do with Devontae Adams? What do you do with Aaron Jones, Robert Tonyan?
Sure.
Those are the three guys that I think, okay, now do you have Jordan Love throwing to him? Do you have, you know, Drew Lock throwing to him? Or do they make a trade with the Niners and it's Jimmy G? I mean, how soft is the landing?
Yeah, it's there's a lot to figure out here, and it's feeling more and more possible this could happen. Jeff Erickson from RotoWire joining us here in the sports bar. So, Jeff, it is a busy time of year. We have baseball, we have the NBA, the NHL, and then, you know, the TV king here in terms of ratings, it's the NFL draft. And a lot of the news with the quarterbacks, but can we start with a tight end? Because Kyle Pitts in that Atlanta offense, that would be fun to have on your fantasy team, but I'm just wondering, where would you project hits here? It's so good to get a tight end that will help your fantasy team. Obviously, there are better choices out there like Kittle, certainly Kelsey, but where would you have Pitts slotted as a rookie tight end?
You know, rookie tight ends very rarely contribute that in a big way. There's a big learning curve when it comes to that there. So in a PPR league, I'd probably put him 6th, 7th, 8th, something like that. I think we have him at 5 ahead of Hockenson, according to our projections. I'd probably draft Hockenson and Fan ahead of him. We'll see what the quarterbacks, what the quarterback pitcher is like in Denver, though, until then. So we'll see. But, you know, I do think it's going to be a really wild to see what happens with that offense, too. I mean, Atlanta might not be done either. They were talking up maybe even trading it, you know, before the draft. You know, Matt Ryan's not going to be long for this league. He's probably got a couple more years in the league. Julio was even there talking about maybe trying to trade him, but that might have just been bluster too to see. Okay, we'll see what sort of price we can get for these guys respectively. But in a dynasty league, though, I mean, you go super aggressively. You don't see tight ends drafted this early for a reason.
Yeah, speaking of dynasty leagues, Jeff, let's talk about quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks. And yep, when you look at the guys that were taken in that first round, the 5 quarterbacks taken in the first round, and you're in a dynasty league, do you look at a guy like Trey Lance and say, that's the guy I want, or do you not overthink it and say, you know what, it's Trevor Lawrence all day?
It's Lawrence all day. I mean, I'm no scout, but I'm going to go with the consensus opinion here, go very chalky. I mean, I like that Lance is going to the Niners, although I think the Niners are, you know, Kyle Shanahan's a running game genius more than he is a passing game genius. So, yeah, Lance's running ability is attractive. You know, Justin Fields, I hope the Bears don't take something beautiful and ruin him. But, you know, I like that they traded up to get him. I was bigger on Fields than anybody besides Lawrence in this draft. Again, you know, throwing out my amateur scouting chops again. But I really thought he was ready to go, and I liked him better than Wilson. I liked him better than Lance, and certainly better than Mac Jones. So I think he's just dynamic.
Jeff Erickson from RotoWire, our guest here in the Sports Bar. I took a rookie running back into the first round, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Didn't exactly pan out. I'm starting to buy in. Najee Harris, is that somebody you would think who should get into the first round in your early projections, Jeff?
I probably would not put him there. I'm worried about the Pittsburgh offensive line. I think that's the big concern you might want to have is, they lost Villanueva. They lost a couple other starters. They added in the draft. Is it going to be a one-to-one replacement? I don't know. It used to be they'd have this vaunted offensive line, but it wasn't that last year. The running game really wasn't that productive. Arguably, Connor being hurt all the time did not help with that. But I think it's more than that. I think the offensive line is a problem. I think, Ben is a different type of quarterback, too. He's a get-rid-of-the-ball-quickly quarterback, wants to throw it 40-plus times. That's not great for a running game.
Jeff, with Jaylen Waddle landing in Miami, is that the cure to fix Tua after kind of a disappointing up-and-down rookie season?
Not in and of itself. I think he helps. The part that I like a little bit more is adding Fuller. I think Will Fuller is the part that is really going to help Tua a lot there. In conjunction, I think he's got some interesting weapons. The guy that really benefited on Miami from the draft, in addition to Tua, is Myles Gaskin. The fact that Miami didn't go out and draft a top running back, I have a dynasty league with Gaskin. I was pretty pumped about that. Now, they could still go out and trade for James Robinson, but I think that's, he's definitely one of the big winners from the draft.
Yeah, I was going to say that was going to be the next question here. Like, wait a second, who exactly is carrying the ball? Gaskin. Is Gaskin going to get enough volume in the end, though, to make it worth your while? Because I always don't like those running back by committee situations. Certainly love, this is our guy. Is Gaskin and what else is there right now in Miami, Jeff? Do we know?
Salvin Ahmed, Malcolm Brown. To me, it's Gaskin. It's an issue of can he stay healthy. But he won some fantasy playoffs if you hung on late enough. That game against the Raiders was massive, where he went 5 for 82 in the passing game with two touchdowns, along with the 14 for 87 on the ground. Showed what he's capable of. He just missed so many games that's the thing that we're afraid of. But I like him. I like him a lot. Durability is obviously a big issue here.
Jeff Erickson, rotowire.com, joining us in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. I wanted to point out another guy and go back to Atlanta, a guy that might be a sneaky pick. In the run game, Mike Davis is joining the Falcons after being productive, filling in for Christian McCaffrey in Carolina last year. And, who else is running the football for Atlanta at this point? And they are going to have to run the football at some point. Is Davis somebody that's kind of flying underneath the radar here that you might be able to get as you're starting to do your draft prep here later on this summer?
Yeah, absolutely. As you alluded, they didn't make any significant acquisitions. In the draft, I think after the draft, they signed, Sanders is the undrafted free agent that they signed. But you're looking at Quadri Olison, Tony Brooks, James, Cordero Patterson's really not between the tackles runner. It seems like this is a team that's like wide open to trading for James Robinson. And I know we always keep on mentioning Robinson as the trade target. It's only because they drafted at the end, and you're like, Why spend a first-round pick if you're only going to use them in third down? So I don't, or in passing situations. I think Etienne's going to get a lot of work eventually, but they've got a three-headed monster in Jacksonville, and they have Davis really in Atlanta.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I know you want to have certainly depth at every position, but Etienne to Jacksonville. As somebody, Jeff, who picked up Robinson on a flyer, and somebody's got to carry the ball in Jacksonville, like, whoa, he's getting a lot of production here. Is he really available by trade, would you say? Because if I'm Buffalo, I'm making a call on that.
Yeah. I don't know what – keep in mind, was an undrafted free agent. I know, the big goal in every, in every dynasty league for the fantasy player that got him is like, let's see what I can get for him. If I can get a third round pick for him, or a second round pick for him, I should do it. Or a keeper league, I guess I should say. In a dynasty league, you probably want more than that. But assuming how deep, how many players you keep. But James Robinson was a great find, and you know, at the same time, he's not like super fast, and you know, he did well, but you know, any team worth their salt is probably going to look and put their finger up in the air, see which way the wind is blowing, see if they can get a good deal on him.
I love the landing spot for Javonte Williams out of North Carolina. He gets to go to Denver. And Melvin Gordon, you know, is a guy that just didn't look like last season was his season, and he hasn't really looked right since leaving the Chargers. Is this a prime opportunity for Williams to kind of seize that backfield and show off some of that playmaking ability he had in college?
Sure. Melvin Gordon's there. He's got the DUI thing hanging over him. He's got 1 year left on his contract. This is not an Aaron Jones / A.J. Dillon situation where, you know, people loaded up on the Dillon shares hoping for this to be the year, then only to see Jones re-sign with the Packers. I don't think Gordon re-signs the Broncos, and even if he does, he's not the same sort of threat. He's a lot older, not as much of a ceiling. So I think at worst this is a timeshare, and I think he breaks through at the end of the season. He's the main guy.
We're talking to Jeff Erickson from RotoWire. A lot of Giant fans here in our area, as you could imagine. What did you make of their decision to draft a wide receiver in the first round? And I always thought that, okay, they do have a little bit of talent there. How would you then rate the pecking order of the Giants' offense here in a year where they're going to have to determine is Daniel Jones the guy or not here?
I think that's a great question. I think that it's interesting you could have decided just to take Fields if you're Dave Gettleman. That said, I think you got pretty good value by trading down. Now, whether you agree on the receiver himself, some people argue that you could trade it down and still gotten Tony if you really liked him that much. Easier said than done. Sometimes that trade isn't always there. We've all been in leagues where you say you can trade down, you should be able to get the value, but if people aren't offering it, they're not offering it. So, that's always the tricky part. But no, Gettleman has done really well in the free agent market, not as well in the draft, but not horribly so too. And back with Carolina, he actually had a pretty good track record in the draft. So I'm willing to kind of give him the benefit of the doubt on this one here.
He's RotoWire's Jeff Erickson joining us to talk some fantasy football draft winners and losers from this past weekend. And I don't hate, Jeff, what the Jets actually did with this draft. I think the big question, of course, is their quarterback, Zach Wilson, and taking him number two overall. But I love Elijah Moore. I love that they got some offensive line help for Wilson. And Michael Carter is somebody that, you know, is going to be in a backfield with Tevin Coleman and Ty Johnson. He's going to have every opportunity as well. Talk about some of these moves that the Jets made here during the draft.
Yeah, Carter is, you know, the fast guy in that North Carolina running back combo. Kind of funny, you know. Who would have thought that we'd have two running backs from North Carolina that everybody's buzzing about? Javonte Williams is the fantasy draft Twitter darling, but Carter was getting a lot of buzz once he went to the Jets. The Jets, I mean, let's face it, you know, Tevin Coleman doesn't really scare anybody, and you know he's going to get hurt at some point in time. Carter's not a huge guy either, though. He doesn't, you know, break a ton of tackles. I think it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. You know, they did spent a lot of draft capital on improving the offense, and including the offensive line, trading up in the first round to get that offensive lineman to go along with Wilson. Hey, it's all starts though. How quickly does the rookie running back adapt? And the effect that it has on the entire offense.
If we're looking for who might be next year's James Robinson. I'm looking at somebody that we're partial here, okay, to Buffalo sports. Jared Patterson didn't get drafted, but he gets picked up by Washington football. And I'm looking at that Washington football backfield. I'm like, hey, you know what? He might get some time. How would you rate the running back situation with Washington football right now and the chances that Jared Patterson actually might land a job there on the active roster?
I'm a big fan of Antonio Gibson. You know, he got hurt in that Pittsburgh game, and that killed a lot of us in fantasy leagues. But I love the talent there. So Patterson's just got to win a roster spot. Yeah, I could see it. He was great at UB, obviously, and ended the season a little banged up, and I think that was a little bit of people's concern. But sure, I mean, I think a lot of it depends on what happens in front of these guys. You know, opportunity knocks. Can they step up? Jacksonville, we saw that they cut Fournette. Other guys got hurt. One guy got COVID in front of him. The next thing you know, Robinson's got the job. So this is where, you know, paying attention to all the training camp news, that's going to be really important. Remember, we have a shortened preseason this year, a little less run-up time, a little bit more regular season time, and that's going to be a little bit tricky too.
Jeff, there's another name that I want you to think about and talk about with us here in the sports bar, because I think he landed in the perfect situation, and we saw a little bit of what he could do at college. But Trey Sermon landing in San Francisco, God. I mean, like in that Kyle Shanahan offense, when you've seen guys like Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson make hay, a guy with the talent of Trey Sermon should be able to explode onto the scene.
Yeah, it's a three-headed monster. The question is, how many carries is he going to get? And that's by design a little bit. They like to spread it around. And so early on, you might get a little frustrated. But, man, both Mostert and Wilson, I think, have 1 year left on their respective contracts. Mostert, 30. He gets hurt a lot, too. Even though he doesn't have a ton of carries under his resume, he just doesn't stand, doesn't hold up very well often. So, yeah, and of course, you love how Niners running backs tend to perform when given the chance. If you are drafting towards the back half of the first round, your dynasty draft, licking your chops, hoping that Sermon comes to you.
Yeah, we're talking to Jeff Erickson. Jeff, really appreciate your time. I know you're like knee deep in baseball here. How's your baseball season going? Is there any closer you can recommend for us or any steals that we can go swipe here for us that maybe aren't off to the best of starts here? But then again, it is only the first part of May.
Yeah, well, the injuries have been huge this year in baseball, especially for position players, especially for outfielders. And then this last week was catcher injury week. The MLB didn't brand it very well, but that's what it ended up being. But, it's tough. Like, people picked up Nico Horner, who's just starting to get some playing time, has that collision on Saturday, and it looked like Ian Happ got the worst of it, but ends up both of the guys going on the IL. And people picked up Horner a lot in my Sunday Fab League, so that was really tough. Especially because he already had picked up 3 stolen bases. So, it's really difficult to find stolen bases on the waiver wire. Stolen bases are low again this year, lower than they were last year. Power's starting to pick back up. But, it's a matter of, like, fitting your league and all that. I'm finding it's easier to find starting pitching. And closers are changing a lot, too. So you might want to pay attention. Like, maybe Michael Givens closes for Colorado. But do you really want a Colorado closer?
No.
And that's just the thing. But the good news is, like, it seems like every week there's a newly minted close that we can bid on. So just pay attention to the tea leaves there a little bit. If the guy starts, see someone that's warming up when the standing closer is struggling, well, that's maybe your way to turn to.
Jeff, what's cracking at rotowire.com that our listeners can go check out today?
You can check out our football draft kit. We got projections up on the site now. The draft's done. It's now put, we're kind of focusing on the roles within the teams. Updated projections are up. You guys can check it out for a free 10-day trial if you like. rotowire.com/free. Get your free 10-day trial. You get access to everything that's on our site, including our DFS coverage. Obviously a lot of DFS now. A lot of best ball leagues for football are going on. A lot of dynasty drafts. So we got you covered in every single angle. And, of course, baseball, football, golf, you name it, we got it covered.
Jeff, we really appreciate this, because coming out of the draft, this is the time, like, all right, I start to think here. This is how I spend my free moments thinking about fantasy football. Jeff, appreciate this and look forward to reading more of your work. Thanks so much today.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys.
You got it. Jeff Erickson, rotowire.com. Joining us to talk some fantasy football on the heels of the NFL draft this past weekend.
I'm glad you brought up Trey Sermon. I forgot about that.
He's good.
Oh.
He's good. He's good, and he landed in a good spot. Like, Trey Sermon might end up being the best back in that San Francisco backfield by the time the end of the season rolls around.
Yeah, like, I always wonder, like, if they had a legit back. I mean, Mostert, that's not like a product of the system. Breida, product of the system.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right. No, he's good. He's going to be just fine there. I like that guy. I like Williams in Denver too. Like, you're gonna put him next to Melvin Gordon, and it's gonna look like night and day. And Gordon's, that's it. Take a seat. It's over. Yeah, fantasy football season can't get here soon enough. Draft season can't get here. The unsanctioned, maybe the unsanctioned.
The guillotine. And then, dude, like Wednesday the schedule comes out, and as soon as I absorb the Bills schedule and think about what that means, you start looking at the week one lines, start thinking Survivor football, too. It's coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I know we have some takes to get to here. I'll drink to that is on the way next in the sports bar. Look, we always look forward to the Stanley Cup playoffs. We wish we had a rooting interest in it, but it's been a while. I've got an NHL take that I wanted to share with the upcoming Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, to me, it's like the real hockey season begins, honestly. Like, okay, that'll be beginning next week. I've got two Bills takes today. What's going on with training camp for the Buffalo Bills? Now, I don't have any inside knowledge, but I'm just reading the tea leaves, and actually, I think it's a kind of an unexpected take that I'm going to throw your way. Also, with the schedule release, I have one off-the-wall prediction for the schedule release on what you may see coming up Wednesday night.
Because it is May 4th, I will also share my Star Wars mock draft. First round mock draft. Star Wars next. I'll drink to that as in the sports bar. Danger of Battaglia. ESPN Rochester.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. AUDACY. Odyssey.